escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the program right here. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani with Joel Nelson taking over now from Matt Harkins. And you just heard the news that WGR 550 in Buffalo announced that the governor and the NFL up there have agreed the Steelers and Bills will be postponed until Monday at 4:30. The conditions are just ridiculous, to be honest, and to ask anyone to go and drive there from Pittsburgh, which a lot of people are trying to do. In fact, some people already have, I'm sure, are on their way. It's very dangerous. And so they made the decision to move it, according to, again, the governor of the state of New York and also the NFL, per this report. So that means there will be no 1 o'clock game tomorrow. Instead, we'll be having to talk about that game on Monday at 4:30. That's the time, according to this report. So, you know, we'll see. Haven't heard anything officially from the Steelers yet, but they were scheduled to fly in there today. And obviously, with winds being what they are, I don't know that you can afford to do that. Why take this unnecessary risk until the thing goes by? Now, I don't know how long this storm is supposed to last. It's certainly still going to be bad conditions on Monday, I would think. But we'll try to get an update here from the Steelers if we can. At 412-928-9370. In the meantime, we'll still talk about the game because it will be played eventually. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And when you go to Instagram, or no, not Instagram, it's the Van Text Line. Do we have an Instagram account here? I think we do, but it's not sponsored, so I won't tell you about it. The Van Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochrane, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Iron Rock Tap House. You want a great place to watch games, have great food, beverage, conversation? It's Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. And Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call on 7 days a week, KDKA Plus, and simulcast here at 93.7 The Fan. So we have a lot going on here. We'll just try to get more information as we get it. So, Joel, keep me appraised of that. In the meantime, let's go to Ken in Bethel Park, who's been waiting. Ken, welcome to the program. How are you? Ken, are you there? Ken, last chance. Well, I don't hear you, Ken, so hopefully we'll get a chance to get you on the air here. Call back if you don't mind at 412-928-9370. I don't know if we had a bad connection or what. Again, checking more on this situation that's just come out of GR in Buffalo. It looks like this game is going to be 4:30 on Monday. So that's the case. Kathy Hochul, the governor there, who didn't have very encouraging words for the Steelers, and hopefully she's going to eat those words, along with the NFL. So it will be Monday at 4:30 now. and on KDK TV. So we had a whole day planned tomorrow. We're going to have to scrub that and work on it on on Monday, as this is what you get this time of the year. You never know. I'm surprised the Kansas City game, maybe. There's no snow, but minus 30 is also very dangerous conditions for people who pay a lot of money to go to. So we'll see what happens there. But this may mitigate the advantage of the Steelers playing in a snow globe. The field, I would imagine, would be clear at that point. And, you know, even though the ground game still works and travels nicely, you know, it would have been a better situation had they played in a plowing snowstorm, I think. But whatever the case, whatever the situation, you just have to do what you got to do. And that's the situation we hear right now, that this game will be moved till Monday, and that'll be a 4:30 start. Jonathan Jones, CBS insider, also has just confirmed that with the NFL. So that's the way it's going to be. We'll see what happens. So bottom line is, they still got the same assignment. They'll be able to stay in Pittsburgh one more day, which is good. They don't have to deal with any of that. And we'll see what happens after that. 412-928-9370 is the number. Still talking about the game. Still want to get your take on it and some of the offseason issues the Steelers have got to deal with. Number one, free agent Mason Rudolph. What happens? What happens to Mitch Trubisky? What happens to Najee Harris with his fifth-year option? They got a lot of things they have to work on in the offseason, but it would be a lot easier if they keep winning and make these decisions something that we wouldn't talk about until the end of a season, which if they should lose, obviously, on Monday, then it's a whole different situation. This plays right into the hands, by the way, of the Baltimore Ravens, because the Ravens are sitting at home, and they're going to get Mark Andrews back, it looks like. He just came off and was active for practice the other day. He's missed a lot of time. But Isaiah Likely, who's also a very good player, they got two really good tight ends, another weapon for Lamar Jackson. But they're going to sit there. The Steelers play Monday. They have to come right back and play Sunday if they should win. That makes for a very, very short week at a critical time of the year. 412-928-9370. John in Wexford is joining us right now. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Bob? Good. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Well, a little bit late to say that, but we'll leave it there. Listen, I just wanted to, since the game's been delayed, I'm not going to talk about the game. I'm going to talk about Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph next year. And I just want to know what happened. Somewhere along the middle of the season, we had everybody in the country, Steeler fans, wherever they were, cheering Fire Mac Canada. We finally, you know, that's pulled off. Whether it was Art that did it, whether it was, you know, whether it was GM, whether it was Tomlin who finally said, that's it, we're going to go ahead, we're going to do it. Kenny goes in and he plays one of his best games of the year. Should have thrown for a touchdown. You know, Deontay holds onto the ball or they throw the flag. You know, he has it. And you look at those stats and compare them to Mason's stats from the Cincy game 2 weeks later after we dealt with the Trubisky fiasco, which let's admit, that's a fiasco that's over and that's done. But why did we forget that all of a sudden it seems like everybody in the media and everybody in, you know, in Pittsburgh has forgotten how bad of an offense we were playing, how sophomoric the route trees were. And Mason has had 6 years of playing in the NFL under some different offensive coordinators. I will admittedly be a Pitt homer. I'm a Pitt grad, and I will be a Pitt homer, and I'm rooting for Kenny. But I'm trying to look at this objectively and trying to give the guy a reasonable chance. You know, he's got 2 years left, but don't we want to see him under an offensive coordinator, under the guys who are coordinating the offense now? The line's blocking differently. The run game's different. The only thing that I can see right now that we might be able to do is listen to the fact that You've got Mason maybe with a better command of the locker room, and that's come along. And absolutely, I think you see that. I think you see the players wanting to play, and they're fired up to do it.
Well, John, I would tell you that I would agree that you want to see what Pickett can do under a different situation. I agree with that. And by no means are they going to give up on him. If anything, they're going to double down because he's a number one pick, 20th overall. I think you can also say the same thing about Mason Rudolph, who, you know, I mean, he's shown you now, after all these years of waiting in the system, practicing, being a good teammate, he's gotten a chance. I don't think you want to just discard that because Kenny Pickett's your number one, which is why I would make that. You know, this is a professional league based on wins and losses and who puts up performances. Why not just say, okay, both of you come if Mason's agreeable to it? It's an open competition and a legitimate open competition.
I don't think they're going to be able to afford to bring him back, number one, after what
Well, if they get rid of Trubisky, they will.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, they'll save a lot of money there. They shouldn't have probably given that two-year deal, but they did it, and this is the situation they are in. So, I think it's going to be fascinating to see, but I agree with you. I don't think they're going to give up on him. They shouldn't. He's only 2 years into this.
The media has seemed to have a backlash on Kenny ever since these games and after the Canada situation, where I don't think he's gotten that fair shake.
Well, let me tell you something.
Maybe he never did.
One game without Canada, that's all Kenny Pickett got, and he should have had even better numbers. There was a drop touchdown by Deontay Johnson. In that game, he was really good one game, and he got injured. So that's why I think he'll come back and get as legitimate an opportunity as anyone. But thanks for the call, John. I got to move along. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ken in Bethel Park. I think we have you this time, Ken. What's up?
Hey, John. Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. This next man up mentality. Who is going to take over for TJ Watt?
Oh, well, it's going to be Herbig, mostly, I think, but Marcus Golden as well. They got two guys who can do that. Herbig, as a rookie, has made the most of every snap he's gotten. In that Seattle game, he had the natural hat trick of strip sack, force fumble, fumble recovery, and he came in late in that game.
And these guys are definitely watching tapes of TJ. Like, so in the snowstorm, playing on Pittsburgh, I don't see no reason for TJ to be missed.
Well, I do, because he's TJ Watt. He should be the defensive player of the year. So, yes, they're going to miss him. They're 1-10 without him. That tells you all you need to know.
Right, but if you're a backup watching tapes, like TJ is not 9 feet tall. I mean, you have to watch his heart. You have to have his heart. So I'm not thinking that. Obviously, I love TJ. They're going to miss TJ, but I think Nick or whoever is in there will do just as good a job in weather conditions.
Thank you, Kent. Appreciate that. I will agree with you that they're better suited to deal with the depth behind one of these injuries to either Highsmith or Watt. They're better off than they have been in previous years, so I think that bodes well for them. At 412-928-9370, let's go back to the lines in Greensburg. We have Walt joining us right now. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you touched on it earlier briefly. These apps doing games. Now, let me tell you what I have going on and why I'm just so critical of these apps. I pay DirecTV $198 a month, okay, for my TV service. Now, I get a great package, which has got the TNT and TBS and USA and all them. Then I pay a national sports program, which is your ESPNs and all that. Then I pay a local sports to get Fox Sports Net or whatever it is, Pittsburgh's AT&T Sports. I just can't believe these apps are trying to struggle into these football games. And I think it's up to the people just to say, no, forget it. We don't want it. Apps are made for movies and stuff like that. And just shoot these apps. Look at Amazon Prime. Last year, they blamed their apps on the scheduling of football, and scheduling might have had something to do with it, but I just don't think people are taking to apps.
Thanks, Walt. I think a lot of people agree, and if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. You can see highlights later, and so be it. But again, I had a friend of mine who said he was going to go to a bar, and I said, well, you're going to spend $50 to $100 at a bar if you're there for 3 hours. Food and drinks, you may as well just pay whatever the price is and watch it at home for less money. But I get it, and I'm of the belief, and I will never change my belief, playoff games in the NFL, all of them should be on free TV. They're making enough money. They get a ton of money. And I understand why networks want to push these streaming services. I get that. They want to monetize them. They want you to buy them. But you get to a point where it's like a la carte anymore. Everything's a la carte. You got to buy. It's like going to a restaurant and you're paying for everything separately. You want a side of peas? That's separate. You want water? That's separate. It'll cost you. You want this? It drives people nuts, and there's no reason for it other than greed. 412-928-9370. We got Patrick's and joins us in Seven Springs, where the snow must be falling. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me. Hey, I wanted your thoughts on how you thought Kathy Hochul convinced Roger Goodell to move the game? Because we all know ultimately that's probably who made the decision. And how mad do you think the Steelers players and coaches are right now? Because aren't they already in Buffalo?
No, they were going to leave this afternoon, so they haven't left yet. And that may be part of the problem here. Listen, I believe regardless, they have to make what's right for people. They should have probably announced this yesterday, because I know some people left this morning to drive up there. Now they're halfway there and they got to turn around or maybe go. I don't know what they're going to end up doing.
Bob, do you really think there are going to be 2 feet of snow? Because 2 days ago, everyone thought there was going to be no snow.
No,
right?
No, that's not true. There were going to be snow. Really? It just depended on where the track of this lake effect snow was coming. And it was more south than it moved north. Listen, it's the right decision. And also, listen, the Steelers got to fly there today, Pat. There were 58-mile-an-hour winds at the airport right now in Buffalo. You don't want to fly in that and take unnecessary chances.
If they knew this all before time, they probably should have left sooner. I don't know who's running the PR for the Steelers or whatever. But if I'm the players, I'm pretty upset, because now you're just chilling in Buffalo for 2 days doing nothing.
They're not going to go today. They'll leave tomorrow.
No, I know, but they're going to spend...
Oh, the people you mean. Yeah, I get it.
Until Monday afternoon. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think they probably knew this was coming, and they could have made a sooner decision if you're going to be critical of that. But I think this is the right choice for, again, it's a life and death situation in many cases. Two people traveling, you never know what you're going to end up getting. The last thing you want to do is being in a wreck, a chain reaction wreck.
I had a friend who lived in Buffalo. He said they didn't call off school unless it was over a foot of snow.
I admire that. I admire that only because I think we got too soft as a society when it comes to this stuff. You got to plow through life. You got to plow through, grind through. But when it gets to a ridiculous point, then you have to make, smart decisions.
Right.
And I think this is one of them.
You can't put people in danger. But I think, honestly, Tom was actually pretty mad. I bet you he is.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you he's mad. The weather was going to be an advantage for the Steelers, and it still may be. But, the way they're playing, this is a good snow game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But again, it makes it now, if you're Baltimore, you're the team that's sitting here thinking this is great, because if Pittsburgh wins, they got a short week coming there on Sunday. Baltimore and if it's Cleveland, it could be Flacco versus Baltimore game. How about that if they win?
But Bob, do you think Baltimore's going to be really that good waiting around?
Yes.
All they're doing is waiting.
I still think they're too talented not to be. Yeah.
Really? So wait, if the Steelers were to win this game, you think the Steelers would lose to Baltimore in the next round?
They're not going
to
be. It's going to be a big spread, and Baltimore should be favored. They've been the better team, even though the Steelers have beaten them twice this year.
This spread is crazy, though, Bob. 10 points.
I know.
Really?
Well, then put a bet in. Take the 10. I would. I did. I like points.
I
love
agree.
Points.
I just think it's. I think it's crazy with the snow.
All right, Pat. Thanks, Matt. I got to go to a break. We got Dave. We got Daryl. We got George. We got Chris. We got it all coming up for you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I want to also remind you to join Doug Whaley and 93.7 The Fan at A La Familia's Blue Pearl Cigar Lounge. They host a great night of cigars, funs, football talk. It's Monday, January 29th from 6 to 8. You get dinner, cigar, drink with your specially priced ticket, $93.70. $93.70. Got that? That's the fan number here. Plus, tax and gratuity. Only 25 are available for this exclusive event. Call the restaurant and join Doug and 93.7 The Fan at A La Familia's Blue Pearl Cigar Lounge, 412-488-1440. We'll be back with more calls until 1 o'clock right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back. In case you've been doing something you didn't hear, the Steelers game has been postponed from Sunday at 1 to Monday at 4:30, which may nullify a Steelers advantage in this, given the fact that I think they were looking forward to playing in blizzard conditions, stormy, kind of snowy. It serves well for their run game. And now on Monday, the forecast, I just checked it out here from Buffalo Weather, is that it's going to be, that will be gone. They can clear the field, and certainly would be more a regular-looking game than what we may have seen tomorrow at 1. Regardless, the Steelers were supposed to leave. I don't know if they're still going to leave today. Because if they don't leave today, they're going to have to maybe go late tomorrow night, given the fact that most of the brunt of this is going to occur now until late tomorrow. So I'm not sure what their plans are. All I know is that they haven't left yet, and we'll see, when they get there. 412-928-9370. You got a lot of people want to talk, so let's get right to it. Dave in Slippery Rock. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I had to call after I heard that Pitt homer. Pickett's had his chance. Bill Walsh has stated that it takes 24 starts to know what a quarterback's about. Kenny's had that. It's not about having a new coordinator. It's about presence in the pocket, being able to see the whole field. And Mason does that. They real if he assuming he plays another good game, win or lose, and especially if they win and go on and he plays another good game, he really needs to get a hard look as being the starter.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say to you is that how do you explain his fourth quarter emergence whenever they get away from whatever game plan they have and they're behind, and he seems to be at his best when he brings the team back. There's a lot of stuff that I still like about Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, one factor, though, I think there is that if he's bringing them back, that means that obviously they're behind, and the defense is going to give you a little bit more, you know, to try to save a touchdown maybe and let you play a little bit easier that way.
Yeah, so but he still made some very good throws in tough situations that required to be made.
Yeah, but he doesn't stay in the pocket long enough.
No, I agree. He's had happy feet, and he needs to change that. As much as Mason stays in it sometimes too long, he doesn't stay in it enough. You know, I mean, they both have things that they have to work on.
Right, but as Bill Walsh said, you know what he has now. It's not like after 24 starts, I don't think he's going to get any better.
But really Dave, don't. Regardless, he's a number one pick. They're going to double down just as they would in Atlanta with Desmond Ridder and anywhere else. When they make you a high pick, not that he's a number one, but you know what I mean. They invest in you, they're going to give you more chances. But thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. And it's going to be interesting in the offseason, you know, and see how they handle all of this, especially if they should win a playoff game and Mason does well Monday night. Now, again, I think it's an unfair advantage for Baltimore, but what are you going to do? They're sitting home waiting. They're going to get Mark Andrews back. Steelers play Monday now. They got a short week to get rid of Baltimore. If they win, they got to win first, of course. Wild. Daryl in New Hampshire, which is not a stranger to bad weather. What's up, Daryl? How are you?
Okay, how you doing, Bob?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I was just calling about the game, but I think something just tells me it's going to be like back in the olden days. I think the Steelers are going to go all the way in the wild card.
Well, no 17 seed has ever done it. Six seeds have. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's a big assignment. Although the AFC, you can argue, is wide open, considering the Steelers have played the Ravens extremely well. There's a lot to like about that matchup, even though I still believe that Baltimore has a huge advantage going into that game with rest. You can argue that a week off hurts teams. I will go the other way. Rest this time of the year, look what it's done. It's given them Mark Andrews back into their lineup, and he should play next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling from New Hampshire. Now we have Bill in North Braddock. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, bud?
What's up, man?
Hey, I call two things. Yeah, I think Buffalo's gained an advantage. They did anyway, but I think with the weather thing, I think that's going to hurt the Steelers a bit. And one other thing on this Peacock thing, I keep hearing about. They give you free like 20 days and that, and even then, I have it. It's like $6.99 a month. But it's like any other one. You click on it, go on there. If you don't want it, you watch the game, and just cancel it. I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Well, I think it's the precedent that people don't like. The fact is you're going to start paying for everything. There are a lot of people who believe there's going to be a pay-per-view Super Bowl one year. I hope that never happens.
Well, this one's free if you go on it and then just get off it.
Yeah. Well.
You know what I mean? You get that free period of 10 or 20 days, watch the game, and then cancel your order.
Yeah.
I don't know what's so hard about that.
Well,
so,
I think you're right, especially if you plan to go someplace else to watch this game, because then you'll spend more money doing that than you would.
The guys are going to go to the bar or something.
Yeah. That ain't going to be cheap.
And then this thing's like $6.99 a month.
Yeah. So, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. I know how you feel, though. Appreciate the call. Let's move along. Let's go to George in North Carolina, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up, George?
Hey, Bob. Just first, I want to say I hope Dave's still listening because I agree with him. This wasn't a part of my rant, but I agree that those, some of those end-of-the-game situations are looking like preseason candy because they're going to the base defense, and not to take everything away from them, but, you know, we've got too much body of work, too many minutes that weren't at the end of the game to overplay like the last drive of the game. So, I mean, yeah, they played better throughout the game. My whole call is about everyone saying that we're riding the hot hand. I think it's kind of disrespectful or not giving Mason his due. Maybe Mason's just better now than he was in 2019.
I think he is. Hand, I think absolutely.
About, go ahead. No, yeah, when I think about a hot hand, wait.
Go ahead.
When I think about a hot hand, I think about, like, basketball, somebody's going, you know, 6 for 7 from three-point land or, you know, making all kind of crazy plays. Mason's not doing anything crazy. He's underthrew George a couple times. He overthrew a couple throws, but he's making the routine plays. He's, you know what I'm saying? So it's not – if you think about the game, what is he doing that's so hot? He's just hitting the open receiver, and because we're not used to it, it looks like he's hot. And I think part of the reason they're saying hot hand because they want him to go back to the old Mason so they can fall back on Kenny. And like Dave said, Kenny's had 24 games. I'm moving on. But my overall point is, and you can respond to this, please, I don't think Mason's hot because I don't see anything he's doing. Like, it's not like he's scrambling really great or he's hitting a bunch of tight window throws. He's just hitting the open man. He's just making routine throws.
Right. No, George, I think it's a great call, but I'm going to tell you they're not going to just move off from Kenny Pickett. They have too much invested. They want to see him succeed. But to your point about Rudolph, what he's done is this long ball throw that he can make that he puts in good windows for receivers so that there are yak yards. We saw it with the Pickens touchdown in the Cincinnati game. We saw in the Deontay Johnson last week. When defenders know that that is a vital part of what they do and they can hit it, it makes the defense back off. They can't stuff a box. They can't do it. They can't just concentrate on Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. They have to respect that. When you respect that, you weaken a defense when it comes to the run game, and the run game gets better as a result, and I think we've seen that play out.
No, I agree. That's why we need Mason then, because I think it's like Ben's last year or so when they didn't think we were going to go deep. All the safeties in the corners are coming close to the line of scrimmage, so it's hard to have running lanes for Najee. It's hard to have a good passing lane for short throws. The slant's not necessarily there. Mason's the guy, man. Yep. I mean, you got to bring Mason back. It'll be really disappointing.
Well, it's his decision as a free agent. George, thanks for the call, but it is his decision. He's going to have to survey the landscape and decide what he thinks. Chris in Hopewell Township joins me right now. A Hopewell to Hopewell connection here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? I'm just at Chipotle right now, just getting some lunch. Have some tomatoes, please. So what I'm going to ask you is, cheese, please.
I caught you at a time when you're making. Oh, he wants a cheeseburger. Anyway, thanks for the call. 412-993-9370. Order one for me, too. I'm hungry. I don't know what happened there. All right, let's go back. Let's go Bill and Robinson. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, good show, man. I was laughing. That was great. I want a cheeseburger, too.
Why not?
I want to talk about this over-under line. It started at 43. Once we got the snow, it dropped all the way down to 36. And now it's Monday at 4:30, and now it's 38.5 again. Do you feel it's going to go up or down? Now we're playing in bad weather.
I think it'll go up. Just because I think the field will have a chance to be clean by then. There's a reason they chose 4:30, because they'll have all night Sunday into Monday and most of Monday to clear it. So, plus, it'll make it easier for roads to be open or whatever. But I just feel bad for Steeler fans who've made the trip already, and they're going to be stuck now with an extra day if they get there on time. So, what are you going to do?
It is what it is. I was there 2 weeks ago in Buffalo to watch the New England game, and, it's a great trip to go up here. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right, Bill, thanks. Let's squeeze in one more call before we go to break, and that would be Greg, who's on the road. Are you on the road to Buffalo, Greg?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Oh, by the way, there's cheeseburgers in paradise. I think this definitely helps out the Steelers because it helps out their running game because of their passing game. But just a thing, I was about your age, but when I was a young kid, I remember one time going to Pitt Stadium and getting paid to clean the snow off for a Steelers game just like this. It was an experience and a half.
No, I can imagine it is. It's going to be, regardless, it'll be an outstanding game. Fun to watch, I think. Thanks, Greg, for the call. We got to go to a break here. 412-928-9370. Again, for those of you who missed it, the governor of New York and the NFL have announced that this game will be postponed from Sunday to Monday. So it's a Monday 4:30 kickoff on KDKA-TV. And that screws up a lot of what we had planned here for this weekend. So when you're in this business, you got to be fluid, I guess. And we have to be fluid, which we will be at 412-928-9370. And thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Check out PNC and their virtual wallet. Number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Iron Rock Tap House, if you're out and about in Greensburg, check it out. Great place to watch games, great food, outstanding beverage. They got fire pits and everything up there at the Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg next to the Live Casino. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet. And Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, IrelandContracting.com. We have more calls on the way until 1. Paul Alexander will be here after me. A lot to talk about right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back as we round third, head home. And in case you missed it, the Steelers game with the Bills postponed until Monday at 4:30. That is the developing news. The road conditions are the big reason. They can play probably in whatever snow is in the stadium. It's just, it's dangerous. They're expecting a foot to 2 feet of snow in and around Orchard Park. Wind conditions are going to be treacherous, so they're just trying to, they probably could have done it yesterday and saved people the trip who've already left, but they decided not to do that. So, game will be on Monday, 4:30 on KDKA-TV. In the meantime, let's rattle through some calls, beginning with Will and Apollo. Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, it's nice talking to you.
You too.
I'm just livid about them moving this game last minute like this. It ruins a lot of people's plans, not only all of the hardworking Pittsburgh people that got to go to work on Monday and may miss beginning or part of the game. It's just really irritating that they have to do this. I think they knew the storm was coming and they could have been better prepared. And I just think it helps the Bills now. And not only that, it gives the Ravens an advantage because whoever wins this game is coming off of a short week. So what are they going to do, move that game now too? I just think this is kind of
pathetic. You're right. It's a bit, but I'll tell you something. Mike Tomlin will use this to his advantage. He'll get those guys believing against all odds, and they tend to utilize that pretty well. So we'll see what happens. But I think, yeah, they could have done this earlier for sure. It's more road conditions than anything else. But Monday is a holiday. It's a federal holiday, so some people should be off. I don't know. But I agree. I'd rather have seen it tomorrow, but they've made that decision, so now they got to move on. And it will be a short week, and Baltimore has a huge advantage now. The Steelers won't get home until late Monday night and have to immediately get into a game preparation for that game.
Right. It's just an unfair advantage, and, you know, it's just a little disappointing. They knew, like I said, they knew this was coming, and I think they could have handled it a bit better.
All right, man.
You know, and I think about all the people that are already there. The Steelers are already there, ready to go.
I know. So, well, they're going to have to pay another night for a hotel. That's what they're going to have to do.
Right.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. Let's move along. We got Vince in Weirton. Vince, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Bob. I just wonder what our late, great friend Armand Delevate would have to say about Kenny Pickett, you know?
Yes, sir.
I watch Kenny play through Pitt, and I got to tell you something. Kenny had this. He wanted to stay another year, you know, and he needed to stay another year. And he got that advice from one Peyton, the great Manning.
Yes.
You know, Kenny's an unproven commodity yet in the NFL. He has no mentor really to go by because he wasn't afforded one. That's on the Steelers, if you ask me. But the thing about this is, he wasn't really deemed as a franchise quarterback, even though he won the Johnny Unitas Award. There were quarterbacks out there that were coming from teams that were superior to Pitt. Pitt had a good year, his senior year. In fact, the 2023 draft, they had six players. I think they tied Clemson for fifth most picks in the draft that year.
Okay.
So he had a good line. He had good running backs. He had a Blitnikoff.
Get to the chase, Vince. I'm up against the wood. What is your main point here? Just because I got to get.
Why has he not been able to take that success and turn it around in Pittsburgh?
Because I think it's tough to be a quarterback in the NFL. I think there's a lot to learn, and quite frankly, I didn't expect him to immediately emerge as a franchise quarterback. I had my questions, and I still think it's a work in progress. So I think that's where we are right now with that, and I'm not going to shut the door on it, but I also know that he's got some things. And with a new system coming in the offseason, we'll see what they do with it. But thank you for the call, Vince. I appreciate it. Yeah, the late, great Armand Delevate. What a great man he was. Let's go to Train in Plum. What's up, Train? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, two points I want to make. Hear me out. First of all, in the weather conditions that we have in Buffalo, they say that the team that has a better running game maybe will win that game. So we should have Pickett in there instead of Mason because he's a better runner than Mason.
Yeah, but You got to have a guy capable. The success of this team has been the individual one-on-one down the field matchups that are given to you by a team like Buffalo that would like to cram the box. If you can hit on those plays, it backs off the defense. Kenny Pickett hasn't shown the ability to do that versus Mason.
Yeah, but you know, you look at Kenny in his first game back without Canada, he still threw for 280 yards. The first time
I agree. And if he had not been injured, who knows where this could have gone? I totally agree with that.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying we shouldn't give up on Kenny.
Nobody's saying they will. I'm not saying they will, but I'm saying right now they're not going to make that change. And, Trent, I got to go to another call because we're really short on time, but thank you for the call. I do appreciate that. At 412-928-9370, let's go to Chris in Connellsville. Chris is on the fan hotline. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob. Couple things. When is or is Mason Rudolph ever going to get the respect that he's not only deserves, but he's also earned? You listen to Pony and Mahler and Cook and Joe and those guys all talking about, well, backup quarterbacks all across the league are turning back into a pumpkin, you know, after some games. I'm sorry, refresh my memory. What quarterback this year, starter or otherwise, has gone undefeated that hasn't lost a game at some point? You know, of course he's going to lose a game at some point.
And they've gone through 66 quarterbacks in the NFL this season. That's how many quarterbacks have been used. So you're right.
Right.
And listen, he's on a roll, and I want to see it continue. But the bottom line is you got a number one pick versus a third-round pick. I want to see what happens in this offseason. Mason will have opportunities that he did not have this past offseason just by virtue of these three games, regardless of what happens in Buffalo. So they're going to have to make some interesting decisions.
I know. And they've got quite the conundrum that they've got going on here that they've created. But, you know, and I think that regardless of where Kenny was picked, yes, he was drafted in the first round. Was he a first-round talent? I don't think so. But nonetheless, that's where he was picked. But I think that you let the body of work speak for itself as far as what they've been able to accomplish. But the other point that you get is people will say, well, against Baltimore, it was against their JV team. Well, I'm sorry, I don't remember them sitting all 22 of their starters, and we were without Minka. We were without Casey. We didn't have Cole Holcomb. So, like, how much of that?
Chris, I've said that there's a fine line between those who start and those who play in the NFL and those who don't are waiting for a chance. Thanks for the call. You know, they had to do it in a driving monsoon. I think that's even more impressive to go 18 of 20, completing 90% of your passes. Brian in Natrona Heights joins us right now. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, Bob. Hey, as someone who's going to be watching the game on TV, if it's supposed to be as bad as they say it is tomorrow in Buffalo, I'm kind of glad they moved the game because do you remember the Fog Bowl between the Bears and Eagles?
Oh, sure.
You couldn't even see it. Watching the game on TV, you couldn't even see the players, and it was terrible.
No.
So if that's going to be the situation tomorrow where you can't even actually see the game because the snow's so bad, I'd rather be able to see the game.
I think there's some attraction to these snow globe games. People love it. Again, though, to me, the decision was made based on road conditions for those attending. You don't want to put yourself in a bad situation. We've seen chain reaction accidents, and that's why they made a decision. But I would have preferred them playing. Brian, thanks for the call. I'm up against it. Paul Alexander joins me right now. So a little preview of your show coming up, Paul. We got more calls that'll be here talking about this. I'm going to tell you right now before I go what I like today, okay?
Okay.
Number one, I like Houston over Cleveland. I think Joe Flacco is a great story, and it could be Flacco going back to Baltimore next week if the Steelers should lose. That would be an interesting matchup.
So Flacco's going to suffer his first loss ever in the wild card
round. Yes, he's 5-0. Yeah. I know that. I also know that C.J. Stroud has been one of the most poised quarterbacks. 23 touchdowns, but five interceptions.
He hasn't tasted this yet.
And we'll see. I just think they're going to be prepared. They're at home. I like them. All right, night game. I looked at the numbers. Kansas City will win this game, I think, rather easily. Miami, when it's 40 degrees or below, has 0-10 in their last 10.
Plus, they're all beat up on defense. All beat up on defense. And, oh, by the way, that kid playing quarterback for Kansas City ain't bad.
No. He's been not as good this year, but I think this game will wake him up.
His receivers aren't as good.
No,
and
they drop
Kansas City
everything.
Defense is underrated.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, he's going to be walking around there trying to figure out how to stay warm, I think. Anyway, let's go to tomorrow. Some very interesting games. I think Green Bay is going to give Dallas all they can handle, but Dallas will win. I think Jordan Love's emerged as a potential elite quarterback, 32 touchdown passes on the year.
Plus, you just watch him play the eye test. He makes all the throws. I love that kid. I see why they drafted him.
Yeah, it took a while, and people were doubtful of it, but
well,
this is why
what?
They did
That's what you do. You have, there's no patience in the world anymore.
But I still think Dallas will win because they're good at home, and that's where this game is.
And, you know, Mike McCarthy, you know, he gets a lot of heat. He's old. He is a great offensive mind and always has been.
And he calls the plays. And then tomorrow night, the most intriguing game to me is Detroit and the Rams. The Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff Bowl. I like the Rams. I think Detroit's been doing some weird stuff lately.
Yeah.
And I think that experience that the Rams have will make them win the game.
And sadly for Detroit, they're always playing with house money. They've been so bad for so long. Anything they accomplish is celebrated.
Yeah.
So I don't think they feel
it's the
a
first
lot
home
of,
playoff game
I don't
in
think
30
they
years.
Feel a lot of heat, which I think you need that urgency and that desperation sometimes in the playoffs.
And LA's come on, and they, you know, Aaron Donald's played at a good level right now.
He has.
And they got some interesting stuff going. And then the Monday night game, which is the dud. I think Philadelphia's falling apart. I like Tampa to win the game. Baker Mayfield, 28 touchdowns, 10 interceptions this year. Better numbers than Jalen Hurts. I know they're not as good. The roster's better in Philly. But their defense has been so bad. I think Tampa somehow is going to pull an upset.
I think Philadelphia figures it out. I think it comes together because they've been there. You know, and they've been coached well before. They just have to figure it out. And Jalen Hurts is a guy that I really trust in that situation. I trust Jalen Hurts to play well Monday night.
Yeah.
All what right. about Monday at 4:30? What do you see there?
Oh, I forgot. It's moved to 4:30. I'm going to pick, and I did on our pregame show, which we wear tomorrow. We got to redo a show tonight.
A
now
really,
I got to go back in there because
I can't even imagine what you guys are shuffling.
Everything
right
is
now.
Shuffling around. I had
like
a 13-12 game.
Is that a vest or a whole shirt? No, it's just a vest.
No, it's a vest.
That's a nice.
I like
vest. Yeah. I do
anyway,
too.
I'm going to go with Steelers 13-12 just because I just think it's going to be a really crazy game. There's no way to accurately predict this with the weather.
And it doesn't
I think
get,
Buffalo
the forecast
has,
doesn't get much better on Monday, does it?
Well, less snow, and they'll have a chance to clear
but
off
still
the field.
Wind.
Yeah, wind, but not the way it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
So, very interesting. Anyway, so that's what I see. Paul, I know you have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We'll have
1-4 today.
Yeah, 1-4 because we go into Westwood 1 in the NFL games.
It should be fun. And I know I've been trying to get some hockey talk in, and Penguins have done very interesting. Sidney Crosby to me is unbelievable. And I don't think that's a story that's being told as much as it should be. The guy, the admiration for him.
How about his second goal the other night against Vancouver?
He goes right into the slot area.
How about
area.
That shot?
Yeah.
People think he
oh,
can't shoot
shot.
The puck.
His first goal, the one that.
Yeah. Wow. Because you normally, like,
he's not a legit goal scorer
no,
like
any,
Mike Bossy, but.
Any NHL goaltenders, if they see it, they stop it. And Sid just came right in and just blew it by him.
No, he's terrific.
Wow.
And the one that tied the game with 28 seconds, he created it. You know, he wins faceoffs.
He does it.
You forget home.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.